The Bible has a lot to say to us about how we use our ears and how we use our tongues. Ears and tongues are on center stage in today's story of the mute deaf man. We're going to return to the appointed gospel in a couple of minutes and think a little bit more about it and how it applies to our lives. But I want to begin this evening by referring to two verses of the Bible that are not part of our appointed readings for this evening. The first speaks about how we use our tongue. The second about how we hear. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6 has this word from the Apostle St. Paul. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt. Let me read that again. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt. Now think about this with me for a minute. Speech that is gracious is speech where our words are a gift to others, because the word grace actually means gift. And so words that are gracious are gift-filled words. Now, I have an unfair advantage. I've been able to think about these questions already. You're hearing them for the first time, so let me just share them with you, though, to consider. We want to ask ourselves, if I reflect back on the last week, the way I have spoken to my spouse, my children, my siblings, friends, and colleagues, indeed, maybe even most importantly, the way I have spoken to myself, have my words been gracious? That is, have my words been a gift to the other? Have my words been a gift to me? I know how easy it is for me, either on my lips or even more so in my heart, to be ungracious in my speech, with words that are critical, judgmental, condemnatory, irritable, and resentful. How about your heart? How about your lips? Paul goes on to say that our words are also to be seasoned with salt. What does that mean? Well, think about it in the context of the ancient world where he lived, that salt was, first of all, a preservative because we didn't have refrigerators. And so speech is to have a quality where it seeks to preserve relationships. But speech is also like that dimension of salt that accents food. And of course, we enjoy that today. I put a little bit of salt on my eggs this morning, and it accented them. And so here's what St. Paul would have us to understand and to ask. The way I use language, the way I speak to others, does it preserve my relationships in a healthy way? Does it enhance them? How often it can be that the words we use contradict the word of God? Words that wound, words that contaminate relationships, rather than enhancing them, our words embitter them. So this is what we're thinking about when we're considering the tongue. How about our hearing? And here we turn to St. James, who we're actually reading on our Sunday Masses, but not today this particular passage. But listen to these words. Let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to answer. Let me read that again. Let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. As I was reflecting on this verse, it struck me that gracious speech is connected with patient listening. Gracious speech is connected to patient listening. How easy it is for me to want to jump in and interrupt the other. I do it all the time, and you'd think like after 37 years of being married, I'd get the memo. But I still finish my wife's sentences all the time. Why do I do that? Well, in part, I think because I want to be heard. After all, I'm a preacher. But what James says here is so important for preachers like me. Learn to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to answer. So again, let me ask you the question. I've already been considering it myself. How well did you listen this week to your spouse, to your children, to your siblings, friends, and colleagues? How have you listened to God? How are you listening to your own heart? The story is told of a family that went to a restaurant for dinner. As the waitress walked up, she turned to the boy who was 10 and said, "So what would you like for dinner?" And he said, "I'd like a hamburger, I'd like fries, and I would like a milkshake." To which his mom said, "No, he doesn't. He wants roast beef, a baked potato, and milk." Well, the waitress ignored the mother altogether and continued to say to the boy, "And what would you like on your hamburger?" And he said, "Lots and lots of ketchup." The waitress went away, and the boy turned to his parents with a big smile, and he said, "Ain't she something? She thinks I'm real." Ain't she something? She thinks I'm real. Just let that sink in. In today's gospel, a man who couldn't hear, a man who had trouble speaking, I'm sure had the same experience. Jesus touched his ears and opened his lips so that he could speak. And here's a man who lived in a society that was very auditory. Our society is more visual. But back then, there wasn't a lot to look at. It was what you heard, and he could hear nothing. And what's so beautiful about this story is that Jesus sees him. Jesus recognizes him. And he must have thought to himself, "Ain't that Jesus something? He thinks I'm real." Now, I want to just highlight a portion of today's gospel one more time. Listen to these words. Jesus took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Clearly, it is not COVID-19. Spat and touched his tongue. Don't think so. I'll tell you what that means in a minute. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. So what does this story have to say about how we hear and how we speak? It's about dignity. Jesus sees the dignity in this man, and rather than doing something publicly where he'll be made a show of, Jesus takes him aside privately and speaks to him one-on-one. And here's the thing that he does. Of course, the guy can't hear, but his sense of touch is fine, so Jesus touches his ears. And in doing so, there is a contact with a real human being who thinks he is real. And then the most remarkable thing, Jesus spits, and with his spittle, he touches the man's tongue. What is this about? Well, for the Jewish people, if you had some sort of impediment, like you couldn't speak, there'd be a way that you would be considered unclean, and your spittle might make another person unclean. Now, think about it this way. Isn't that often the way it is with our speech? Someone says something that's derogatory, something that's unclean, some speech comes out of a person's mouth, and we return in kind. And so it's from one kind of unclean speech to another to another. Well, in this story, the remarkable thing happens. Jesus' spit makes this man not only clean, but he can now speak. And in the Greek, the language of the New Testament, it's beautiful the way that it's put. In English, it says, his tongue was released and he spoke plainly. In Greek, the word is unshackled. Isn't that a great word? His mouth is unshackled, so that he can now speak. So what does this all mean for you and for me? I think here's the application. When we learn to listen carefully to others, when we learn to speak graciously into their lives can be radically changed. and we will be Jesus to that other person. Jesus spoke one word, Ephphatha. Oh, and here's the thing about that word. It's in the Aramaic language, the natural native tongue of Christ Jesus and of that man. So Jesus meets this man where he is and speaks into his life a word that he can understand. Now think about this for a minute. In that reading that we had from the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah talks about being in a desert, the Judean desert, but now a rain has come. And with the coming of the rain, the blind are seeing, the deaf are hearing, the mute are speaking, the lame are leaping. And what Isaiah is anticipating is the coming of the Messiah. And what St. Mark tells us is that Jesus is the fulfillment of Isaiah 35. Now think of the desert that had been this man's life. All his life, there had never been a day of rain. And now with the grace of Jesus, the rain has come. And a world that had already and always existed became real to this man. All of his life, he'd seen people talking, and all he could do was mimic them. Now, for the first time, he heard people speaking. All his life, he had seen people working in the marketplace. He'd seen children playing. Now, for the first time, he heard people bartering, and he heard children's laughter and cries of joy. Until I was 11 years old, I was 90% deaf in my left ear. And I then had an operation, and I don't remember this personally, but I remember my mother telling me that when I came home from the hospital, I said, "Why is everyone shouting?" I could hear. But because of that impediment, my vowels are still kind of weird. And you might wonder, he kind of says vowels in a funny way, and it's partly because of that. But here's the point I'm wanting to kind of now apply. In all of what we see in this gospel, in all of what I've been talking about with you this evening, if you once start to really hear people, they're going to become real to you. If you really start to listen to people, they are going to become real to you. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, may we be renewed and inspired today to choose to listen patiently and speak graciously. Husbands and wives, parents and children, church members, and in this incredibly divided society in which we live, accentuated by the tensions between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, we live in a world where we're yelling at one another. Today's gospel could not be more appropriate for a time like ours, because we're like the deaf man, the mute man. And God declares to you and me, listen caringly, speak graciously. And I know it's not easy. It's profoundly difficult. So we need the grace of Jesus to do it. But if we don't live this way, we stop being family. And that's why there's so much divorce in the world. That's why there's so much division, because people don't listen. People don't speak kindly. Jesus placed his hands on this man's ears and said, Ephphatha, and they were opened. And today we are invited to ask for the Holy Spirit of the living God to place his hands on our ears and speak the words, be opened. Then and only then will we be able to hear and to speak. Then we too can shout with affirmation, as did the people in today's gospel. This man Jesus, he does all things well because he knows that I am real. Let everyone be quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to answer. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt. This is the word of the living God.